Hi everyone, I'm here today with Dr. Jesselyn Quint of Smart Eye Care in Augusta, Maine. She's here to chat about Bausch & Lomb's recent State of Dry Eye survey that was released in early July. So welcome, it's a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you for having me. I love talking about dry eye, so this is great.
Awesome, who doesn't? first, can you give us a quick overview of the major findings from the survey and what to take from the survey?
Yeah, so the survey was really interesting. It looked at over 2,000 different U.S. Americans that were both dry eye sufferers and non-dry eye sufferers. And the data that came from it was pretty compelling. I mean, take-home points that really stood out for me were that a lot of people, a lot of the public, which I also see reflected in my own practice, sometimes don't realize that the symptoms that they're having are actually dry eye. They might think that it's normal for their eyes to feel uncomfortable or to have vision changes. And so I think that goes, you know, to us as eye care providers in the eye care community, we definitely can you know, do a little bit of awareness and education on that. But also we know that dry eye is just becoming increasingly more prevalent, right? And screens are definitely not helping that. And so we see dry eye affecting all ages. It used to be kind of just thought to be like somebody that affected people 50 plus, but now we know that even younger people are being impacted by that. And so some of the survey results also kind of show that there's a little bit of a disconnect sometimes where the public or the people who took the survey might not always realize that dry eye can affect younger people too.
So off of that note, you know, with younger people getting diagnosed or having symptoms of dry eye, how is the treatment or really just regular visits to their eye doctor different, maybe for pediatric or younger patients compared to older patients?
Great question. I think it starts with definitely just going in for an annual comprehensive eye exam and really leaving that to the eye care provider to kind of diagnose that condition and kind of curate a treatment plan that's going to be best for that patient and their dry eye symptoms that they have. And, you know, so many times we have had like a lot of over-the-counter options. And so especially with different web search engines, patients try to kind of self-diagnose. But I would say, you know, if patients are experiencing any of the common symptoms, blurry vision or fluctuating vision, burning, watering, redness, especially watering, sometimes that's a big one that patients don't always realize. They might think, well, my eyes aren't dry because they're watering all the time. But if a patient is experiencing that, regardless of if it's a pediatric age or somebody who's more kind of in that elderly range, they really just need to go see an eye care provider. So go see an optometrist, go see an ophthalmologist, and really just kind of walk through, you know, explain what their experience and walking through different options. Because there have been so many different innovations in the dry eye space, whether it is over the counter or in-office treatments or different pharmacological agents or nutritional supplements. There are just more tools available now to kind of really help treat the dry eye state that these patients might be experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all important information. So was there anything in the survey that unveiled really any trends or just common knowledge held about dry eye disease that we previously didn't know or maybe gives new insight?
I think too, there's one statistic that showed that more than half of the surveyors felt like they could hear themselves blink, right? And, you know, that is pretty compelling, right? If you think about how that really kind of impacts your just daily activities, and really you shouldn't have to think about your eyes. If anybody has to think about their eyes, that's kind of a red flag that maybe there's something we could do there to improve upon things a little bit more. But I think too, the survey results really showed that dry eye does really impact people's activities. And sometimes people don't know that they have an option. They just feel like they have to give up the hobby that they love or give up, you know, screen time, right? Reduce work hours as much as possible. And that might be true for some occasions, but really that conversation should be with the eye care provider. Because more often than not, with as much innovation and treatment options that we have, you know, you shouldn't have to kind of give up the things that you love, because we do have tools to kind of manage dry eye.
Absolutely. So you've already kind of touched on this a little bit, but what are some of the ways that you would recommend for optometrists to lead compelling conversations to really make, you know, the complications or the severity of dry eye stick with their patients?
I think, it, you know, for, as an optometrist in an eye care practice, it really is almost a team approach. Like, I really rely on not just me, but all of my staff to help us identify these patients. And sometimes that starts with just staff training, right? Like getting everybody aware of what common dry eye symptoms are, what treatment tools, maybe, you know, the flow of your office is how that's going to work if somebody does have those. Is that going to be a full exam? Is that going to be more of an office visit? So really kind of taking the time to train and walk through some of those scenarios is part one. Our staff sometimes has more face time with patients, unfortunately, than what we do. And so if somebody's calling in and complaining of something that sounds like dry eye, I want, you know, the whoever answers the phone call to document it. The technician that's kind of working the patient up that might be hearing some of those little things, or the optician that is hearing that the patient's unsatisfied with their glasses or doesn't feel like they make a big improvement, right? Like, dry eye is something that really impacts every kind of segment of an eye care practice. And so as an optometrist, making sure that, you know, we can't do everything, right? It's, we can be more helpful when we have more people on our team to be able to do what we do. But then in the exam room, you know, as an optometrist, just asking the right questions, right? Like, do you ever think about your eyes? And just try to identify those. And so that might be just a verbal conversation. It might be implementing some sort of a dry eye questionnaire, whether it's a standardized ones or ones that you create to kind of help identify these patients. And then once, you know, that question is asked, just walking through different kind of treatment options and at least addressing it, not kind of settling for, oh, my eyes are fine, or it's not anything different. You know, we can do better than fine. We want our patients to have great vision. We want our patients' eyes to be very comfortable, and they deserve the best. And part of the best is making sure that we're not overlooking any dry eye.
So do you have any resources that you would recommend that that you use in your practice to help either with education or really any part of that care for patients?
There's a lot of great resources. Bausch & Lomb actually just put out a great website. And so that would be a great one. Now, especially for a patient facing, knowyourdryeye.com is just a good kind of landing page. And it really redirects those patients back to the eye care provider, you know, back to the eye exam and kind of starting there.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add that we haven't touched on yet?
I think that their survey just showed that there's definitely a need. A lot of our patients and a lot of those people that took the survey definitely are experiencing those dry eye symptoms. And there's a little bit of a disconnect. Like, we can do a little better job at educating the public, educating our patients, what those symptoms are, letting them know there are treatments available, letting them know that they don't have to suffer with those symptoms that they're having, because it really can impact their daily activities. And so, you know, going to the eye care provider, starting that conversation, and making sure that these patients and these people who are experiencing different, you know, severities of dry eye can get the help that they need.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for taking the time today, Dr. Quint. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.